Blog Talk Radio.
Damn, Boogie already on the tip. Real Soul Music Talk Radio with your host, DJ NOG, on the 1, 2s, and 3s, give everything you need to see in this crazy illusion that we call the world. What's going on, people? First off, I want to say peace to the goddesses and the gods known and unknown, as well as peace to the ancestors known and unknown. I say to all of them, and it includes you, and it includes me. Hopefully you've been having a good week so far. If not, hopefully your next week could be better. Without any further ado, started off a couple of minutes late today, but yeah, we're going to keep it moving. I want to read something from a book that's called The People of the Secret. You can go to Google, subscribe, or Amazon, any place that you go get your ebooks, so you can go get it. It's only like I think $10.95 or something for the book. Y'all go and check it out. Topic of today's show is don't question something, but question everything. Chapter 1 of this book reads, a comet crosses the sky and it furrows the earth and men's wits with the energy of its passing. Asteroids collide and scatter their substance across the heavens. On Earth, a continent sinks. An island reemerges from the ocean. A desert becomes a new sea. A fertile land becomes a desert. Nations, whole races rise, decline, and disappear, leaving only legend to mark their place in their passing. All accident, all arbitrary, thrust and collision of blind forces signifying nothing, or all purposeful, intentional, having reason and significance within some present moment vastly greater than what we can imagine. Until very recent times, there was little doubt in men's minds about the answer. The answer, or the question, why do things happen? By intent. The intent might be benign at the level of human life, or it might be hostile, but at some level, on some scale, it might be meaningful. Even if the intent was implacable, the existence of the intent was never doubted. Here's some quotes. The serpent has swallowed the sun, and the Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. Or observation separated by millenniums, but they represent the same unquestionable acceptance that somebody or something exerted will, and that by extension, purpose, higher arbitrary, governs all. It It so happens that Western science has chosen to investigate natural phenomena from a certain standpoint and had discovered that it was possible to isolate forces that produce phenomena. It discovered also that it was possible to invoke these forces so to duplicate the phenomenon and to predict and duplicate the outcome. Stop right there. But y'all check that out. Ernest Scott is the author. I didn't say that. People of the Secret. It's got a lot of information in there. People need to check out. Let's see here. Oh, let me go ahead and bring my brothers online right quick. Give me a second. Going down with it, Buggy and Trippy T.
What's up?
How's it going?
Yes, sir. Just read some information to the people. Outside of the information, the topic of today's show is to do not question something, but question everything. With that being said, what does that phrase mean to each and one of you? I guess I'll start with you first, Buggy, and I get Trippy.
Okay. You said don't question. Say it again. What's the topic?
Don't question something, but question everything.
Okay, I got you. Well, basically, to me, it means, you know, nothing is as it seems. Well, nothing is always as it seems, so you should always have questions about something, you know what I'm saying? Like, as far as, like, everything, you know, basically. So I would question everything just because. And it got a lot to do with the consciousness, how high your consciousness is, whether you question everything or not. It's something that people question, and it's something people just taking it and run with it. Like, you know, it got to be true, but... You know, like I say, nothing is always as it seems, so you have to have a question about everything, because if you don't, then that's how you get, that's how perception comes in. A lot do with perceptions, like, yeah, it looks good, but it's not good, you know what I'm saying? So,
gotcha.
Basically, that's what it means to me.
Gotcha. No problem. Triple T?
Yeah, I agree. Man, it's been a lot of questioning going on. I watch my news, like the real news, like that I watch. They was talking about bee venom.
Well, hold on, before you go, give the people what news you be watching. Maybe they'll start watching.
Oh, it's called RT America. It's channel 280 on Dish. And, I mean, you can go to RT America on YouTube, like RT in America, and they have stuff like that. But they was the topic was bee venom, like from a bee sting, being a cure for everything that's going on right now. And so you know, it's a lot of people that question this vaccine automatically anyway, and question vaccination. But I've never heard, you know what I'm saying, actually, like, bee venom being better than, you know, the actual vaccine, which I believe so, because what I learned from a long time ago is that in Brazil, like, Brazilian honeybees, like, I think their honey is good for curing cancer, like curing it, like, instantly, like, within days. So anybody with full-blown cancer, Brazilian bee honey, like, I guess the bees over there in Brazil, I guess they have something different in their stuff and the way they do things. But, yeah.
I totally agree with both of y'all points. I would say that, Buggy was saying, you know what I'm saying, certain things he questioned. You know what I mean? Like, basically, I feel like this. I think you should question everything because everything is a question. I mean, every day, every part of your daily life is a question. You know, like, you ask yourself every day, like, what should I do? What should, like, simple shit. Like, what should I wear today? Where should I go today? What should I eat today? And so forth. So just to break it down to, like, bare minimum. Those are my synopsis on that. On that note, take our first break of the day. And we'll be right back after this.
So we are proposing that humanity or certain individuals within our fold reconfigure the present corporeal shell, which means we must somehow communicate this intent to the atoms and this the intent to change to the molecules of the cell in order to change the hardwired agreement holding the present form of the body design. To do this, we must somehow consciously recalibrate the present spatial agreement maintained by the atom and its various electrons to reconfigure the primary shell programming utilized by the cell and the way the atoms and the molecules utilize protoplasm to construct the temple body. See, our programming is so deep that the atoms and the molecules know exactly what to do to create an entity in the womb of a woman. Because why? Her present template programming does not give the atoms another set of instructions to create another being. Now, is this man talking Twilight Zone or X Factor and all this? No, because anything that the mind can come up with, it can create. If I can say it, it exists. It's just a matter of how do we process it into a reality? How do we get out of this? Is there anything more than the shit that we've been dealing with for so long? Do we constantly have to do the same damn... Ain't you bored yet? I am. I am bored shitless with life. There got to be something moving forward. Now they say, well, evolution takes time. It's a slow process. Bullshit. I believe it's instantaneous. It's where your mind is operating at that time. The evolutionary process of humanity, being that humanity is the creator folded over on itself, that we have instantaneous access to all possibilities. Every possibility, every probability, there is no space between them. There is a space artificially orchestrated between what we are and what we need to be. That orchestration of space is done by the synchronizers. They synchronize your mentality. They synchronize and operate your life so that you cannot envision your life. They do not allow you to use the visionary processing of the brain. So until you understand that who you are as a creator has been locked down into believing that you be boys, that you are executive producers, and that you are a nun, that you're a grocery clerk, and I'm a this. They say, what are you? Who are you? My name is so-and-so-and-so, and I'm a computer programmer. You are. I'm a truck driver. Just imagine now, they say their names, which didn't belong to them because their mama named them. You don't even own your name, except when you change it. So now you say, my name is this and I am A. You're not what you are when you say that. You are saying what you do. So you become a human doer, like they say, not a human being. So you are doing what present humanity has been programmed to do. And until you learn how to undo and to stop that automatic reflex creative process of reinforcing the matrix and the paradigm you're in, you ain't going nowhere. And of course, everything I'm saying to you is questioning. And the necessary part of that is, and the reason why I am using questions as the format for what it is this lecture is about, is because until you begin to analyze the questions that you have about your life, about your people around you, about everything that's going on right now in your perception, if you do not question it and question it methodically and impeccably, you ain't doing shit for the next, what, 5 to 10 goddamn incarnations. And the reason why they educate you, the reason why they got you entertained, is to keep you from contemplating your escape route. And of course, all the good Christians in the house would say, oh, you're going to hell. Thank you.
All right, Real Something's Talk Radio. We are back. Got my brother's mics hot. I guess I'll start with you, Buggy. Got any comments to say about what the brother said?
Well, basically, like I was saying about the, if you don't question everything, that's how the perception comes in, and you start believing what you've been taught, you know. So you like it's like they program you to be this certain person, and you don't know who you are. Like, so you'll forget who you are or what you really are because you've been programmed.
There you go.
Well, you're letting other people put programs in your mind. You know what I'm saying? Your conscience, and you start to act on those teachings and those thoughts that they give you instead of thinking for yourself, instead of questioning everything about your past life. So, and like you say, the reason why they teach us these things is to keep us locked down.
100%.
So,
Triple T, you got something to say about that?
Yeah, man, I agree 100%, man. I went through the most with that because whenever I decided to be a vegan, I can't tell you how many people told me that I need meat to survive. I need this. I need that. You can't make it. And, you know, stuff like that. Like, whenever you know what I'm saying, like, question stuff and program yourself to be like this, then you have others, you know, trying to block it. But then whenever they realize that they can't block it, you know, they start to come around and question, you know, and ask you questions. Like now they're the ones asking questions instead of the ones telling you what you can and can't do once you do this. And I think, like, a whole bunch of problems today is people let others convince them to go back to the way they were instead of keep on doing what they're doing. So that way it makes those people believe that they were right all along and that he couldn't do it all alone. So, yeah.
Yeah. totally agree with both of y'all. Add my little tidbit in before we get to our last question today. I also totally agree with him because what Buggy kind of touched on, you know, you can watch something, listen to something, or be around some people, and they'll dictate how you are, how you supposed to be. And you'll lose yourself, basically. Shout out to Eminem. So you'll lose yourself into, like, exactly what you're supposed to be doing with your time, with your life, with your mind, which, you know, whatever you're trying to do. And, totally agree. Last question of the day I want to get into. you know, this is going to be like kind of organic kind of question, so, you know, you can just, you know, speak freely. For you, Buggy, first, and then I'm going to ask him, what exactly happened in your life that made you even start questioning anything? And I want to hear Trippy's response as well. What happened in your life that made you start questioning anything?
Well, I think me just growing up, you know, it could have been by reincarnation, but I always had questions about everything. So ever since I was little, I always questioned everything. Like, you know, I was wondering, what. Okay, well, why it gotta be like this? Why it can't be like this?
Exactly.
Or, when we used to have to, you know, we had to go to church when we were smaller. So I would always question about, they always talk about Jesus, but they never talk about, they'll just say God, and he's Jesus' father, but who is he? They never explain who he was. They always explain who Jesus was, where he was from, and this and that, but they never explain who is his father and where did he come from. You know, anything that I had questions, about everything ever since I was small. I don't know if it was just nothing actually really happened. You know, I always have a person that would question everything and see a different way of doing it or seeing a different way of saying things or thinking about things, you know.
Yes, sir. 110%. And before Trippy goes, I just want to say for the record, the mere fact that you wanted to question everything, even as a child, you was already on this path, brother, before you even knew it.
Right.
Yes, sir. You was on this path before you even knew it. Trippy T, let me get your input on this here.
Well, I was kind of like that. But I think I started questioning more and more after the age of 18, because when I turned 18, it's like the thing that broke me the most is the cigarettes, because you know I've been programmed to you know I was raised in a family, you know, that smoked and stuff, and I was thinking that maybe this is how life's supposed to be, because I was never introduced to, you know, I was never personally introduced to people like how I am now. And so I think when I got around 21, 22, I didn't have nobody to turn to, and I was mainly depressed and questions of that, like that. That's why I used to drink a lot. Because I was kind of in like a depressed state, but at the same time I was still questioning. But it's just like that's why I roam the streets and I just drink and drink and drink around the streets, and I used to question stuff. So I mean I didn't have nothing else to turn to but my phone, and so I found I found these meditation apps, and then I started getting into meditation and stuff, and after that, that's when stuff just started coming together and stuff like that.
Real talk. At my input, I started questioning everything. Well, it took me to actually leave my grandmother's house, who I kind of actually grew up with. And I left my grandmother's house and I went to the military. And I got exposed to a lot of different cultures of peoples and a lot of different traditions and customs. And I got exposed then, and I started questioning things. I'm like, why is, you know, I was in my mind, I always thought that, like, everybody grew up the same. But when I got a chance to, like, meet different people from different places and stuff like that, I noticed that not everybody grew up the same. Not everybody was taught the same traditions. Not everybody was scorned the same. Like, I met a lot of people that was grown men, grown women, that told me they never got a whoop in their life. Like, they family don't believe. I was like, wow, real? You know, just something simple like that. And I start questioning things from that angle. So that's my input. We'll go ahead and go ahead and sign out here. Before we do, I guess I leave y'all with any lasting words y'all want to say before we sign out. Any ideas y'all may want to put out there?
Just go back to what we were talking about. As far as like when I was saying that I always questioned everything, and then you said, you know, I was already on this path. And I guess when it really hit me is when I ran across this video, which was like not too long ago, you know what I'm saying? And then I actually got really deep into it, and it really just lined everything out and started making it, it make sense to why I was
yeah.
questioning everything. So.
Yeah. Real talk. Yeah, you seen that video, and it kind of like, you felt like you wasn't alone anymore with your questions.
Right.
You felt like you actually
right.
found somebody or somebody, you know, woman or man, that was kind of having the same question that you have, but they was kind of explaining it a little bit.
Exactly.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay, Triple T, get yours.
It's like what I want to go back to what the guy was saying in the clip,
mm-hmm.
and he was saying like, you know, it like a la Adams and stuff, how we can just change and manipulate it. I always tell people, and this will make sense, because I always used to question why we needed to breathe, and you know, I you know, it's like We do that all the time. So it's got to be a lot of solutions that has something to do with your breathing, since we breathe like over 20,000 times, take about 20,000 breaths a day on average. And so we do that more than blink half the time, because, you know, and so that, like, that is one of the most important things about us. So it should be like, that should be one of everybody's, that should be one of their main studies of life, is the breath, because without it, you know, we're lifeless. You know what I'm saying? So it's I think that has a lot to do with changing the molecules and the atoms, and not only that, but focusing on, you know what I'm saying, what you want as well. And you know, the vision, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. Stuff
no
comes
doubt.
To you like in dreams and all that. So I mean, it's
mm-hmm.
it's real mystical. Ain't gotta be studied.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Well, I guess anchored off of what y'all was saying, I totally agree with both of y'all. And it's funny though, because when Buggy brought it up, that, you know, he'd been questioning stuff since a kid. You know, Trippie said that he didn't start questioning things. He was about 18. He's like, you know, it's different phases for everybody. Like, everybody don't wake up at the same time. People that are supposed to wake up and get into this knowledge. So I'm glad that both of y'all touched on both of those points. That was very prominent, so to say. To add my little impulse on the end, yeah, me personally, the reason why I wanted to even do the show is because, and it's kind of like piggyback off of what y'all both said, as a kid, a lot of times, a lot of parents, they don't mean no harm, so I don't mean no disrespect by saying this, they would tell their kids to stop asking so many questions. And I think you tell a kid to stop asking so many questions, it kind of cuts off their spirituality. It cuts off their thinking process, a certain part of their thinking process. And so they will grow up and they don't want to ask no questions no more. They just take everything as it is. And I know that, you know, that definitely is a aspect of why people don't question. Like, for example, people see the news all every day. And nobody questions the news. Nobody questions anything that's told to them no more. I ain't say nobody, but most people, they don't question anything. You know, if you see somebody get killed on the news and stuff like that, people just take it as it is. Nobody questions, okay, why exactly did this person get killed? How did they get killed? Where did they get killed? What's the story behind why they got killed? Because nobody kills nobody for no reason. It's a reason behind it. You just might not know it. So, the only reason I'm saying that is because people know, our family knows, like, man, listen, cops killing black kids in the streets, black women and men, it's not going to stop. So stop questioning something that you know it ain't gonna stop. You can't prevent it. So stop questioning. And the more you start questioning it, it's going to make you like kind of like it actually ties you into a mind program where you get to the point where you're looking forward to the next person getting shot by a cop, so you can have a reason to be upset, so you can have a reason to protest, so you can have a reason to vote. So yeah, I say that on that last note. I appreciate y'all calling in. We're about to go in and sign out. This is Real Swimming Star Radio. And man, we out, man. Peace.
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 Dessert.